Joining us now is Brian Ricks. Brian, what happened?
Oh, hi, Darren. Hi, James.
Hi,
yeah,
Brian.
We've had a bit of drama up here, let me tell you. We had a beautiful night camping right beside a raging river surrounded by snow-capped mountains, but really good weather. Left a little town called Smithers, travelled 250 kilometres, and we're about, maybe 80 kilometres from the border of Alaska on that finger that comes down on the western coast.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, the rear suspension on the bike, the shock absorber, snapped in half.
Oh.
Now, that speared into the back wheel, locking up the back wheel. There's bits and pieces flying everywhere.
Oh. And what speed were you going?
We were travelling with another couple, and we were sitting on 95 kilometres an hour looking for bears, because we're right in the middle of bear country. We saw where they'd been on the road, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And seriously, if you stop there and the bear comes along, you're in a bit of strife.
So your bike is spewing out bits of what, spokes going everywhere, I'm picturing.
No, it's bits of metal and plastic from the shock absorber and the cover and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Locking up the back wheel. So it's all locked up.
Your back wheel's locked up at 95 k's an hour.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. I wrestled it to a halt, Darren.
How did you manage that?
And I tell you, got the heart rate going up.
Oh.
Now then, you don't call on RACV, do you? What happens then?
Well, funny you should mention that, James. The nicest people come along. The Ministry of Transport from British Columbia, a lovely lady pulled up in her F-350 truck and said, "Can I help you? You know, that's what we're here to do." She got on her radio and called for some other guys to come and help. And there's this one big guy came along who should have been in World Championship Wrestling. He decided he could pick up the back of the bike and we'd wheeled it around. We dismantled the Ministry of Transport's truck, took the rear tailgate off and used that as a ramp,
yeah,
and pushed it up into the back of her truck.
Oh, goodness,
and she drove us 250 kilometres back to Smithers.
Yeah.
So the bike is in a Harley dealership in Smithers while we wait for a new shock absorber to come up from Vancouver.
It wasn't a BMW shock absorber. It was an aftermarket one, was it?
No, it was the best shock absorber money can buy, apparently. And I'm not real happy about it, let me tell you.
No. But Shirley was all right.
Off right at the bottom.
You stayed on board and Shirley didn't come off. You didn't come off. Everything was okay.
No. I've learned to ride them to a halt as quickly as you can, Darren. And
our
friends travelling behind us thought it was really spectacular with all these bits and pieces flying off and dodging it.
And what, did you just use front brake and back brake together to stop it, or? Well, you didn't need to use the back brake because the back wheel's locked up anyway.
That was slowing us down pretty quickly. The back wheel locked up, Darren.
Yeah, you're lucky.
But the people here have been great. The lady who picked us up, she dropped us off at the dealership.
Yeah.
The man there, who's, you know, he deals with Harleys, but he's organised a shock absorber.
Are you going to get a BMW one?
Picked us up on her day off and took us for a drive around the local area. And the local guy at the Harley shop said, "Oh, you can't be sitting in town all day. Here, take this bike and go for a ride."
So that is lovely.
Sitting in front of the hotel.
Oh,
these are nice
stuff.
Canadian people. How lovely.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful people. And
have you seen a bear yet or not?
Yeah, did you see any bears?
I have. Shirley hasn't.
All right. Well, has it put you behind schedule much?
Oh, well, yes, a little. It'll put us back about 4 or 5 days, and the window of opportunity for weather is, it'll close up pretty quickly, so I'm hoping that we get the shock absorber by Monday or Tuesday. It's a 10-minute job to put it in, Darren. I can do it on the side of the road, and once we get it done, we're off.
You're off to the top of Alaska.
We will make it to the spot where we were heading, is where you actually see the bears fishing.
That'd be wonderful. Oh, I do hope you make it.
Fish.
This is the first bit of drama you've had, though, really, Brian, isn't it?
Well, really. Yeah, really. And, look, it could have been absolutely disastrous, Jane.
And
there's a guy travelling tailgating, and anybody who's out there who tailgates is an absolute idiot. But let me tell you, he got the shock of his life, because things happen very quickly when something like that goes.
Well, I've never heard of a shock absorber going on a Suzuki V-Strom, Brian. You've got to ask yourself the question.
Good one, Darren. We're enjoying shushing down the slopes there, and we're enjoying looking at the snow here.
I know, snow everywhere.